Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I know that your time is valuable, and I so appreciate you being here. Since I started 3 years ago, things have changed a little bit. We have moved to Waco, Texas. I have a new job as an executive director of an anti-trafficking group called Unbound Now, and I love it. But one of the things that I did not want to give up is this podcast. Be Love, Do Good, where we talk about how to love others well, how to help our families get out of their comfort zones and in different spaces to help others and love others. And what does that look like? What does that look like in our lives? What does it look like in our kids' lives? And I love this podcast because I love learning from others who are doing this in their different spaces, and it helps inspire us to love others in our own ways and teach our kids to do the same. So sometimes I do these kind of what I call oneers, where maybe it's something I'm learning in life, or maybe it's something I'm failing at in life, and I want to just share with you. And so I'm kind of one of those people that love to like talk out what I'm learning. And so that's what I'm going to do with you today. In the new position that I have, I am leading a team of 22 people, and culture and what they feel and what motivates them to work, and if they feel like they are celebrated and we have a culture of honor and we have a place where they feel listened to and that we act on their behalf, that's a big deal to me. But I think it's so neat as I think about how I want my employees to view their culture and their workspace and to view me as their boss. A lot of those same concepts that I'm learning in that realm is something able to be taken into our families. And so I wanted just to share with you some of the things that I am learning as I am leading a team, and some of the things that I felt like have been really important as I start out with them and get to know them. And I think it will help us not just in business or if you're leading something, but also in our family. So here are three lessons that I am learning as I am leading this team, but also I can use it in my own family. I hope this helps. The first thing that I'm learning, and it's been a real mission and motto for our whole team, is the phrase clear is kind. I believe this is a phrase by Brené Brown. She made it popular, but clear is kind. And what that means for us in this organizational role is that we are very honest, maybe about what we're feeling, but also about expectations, about what people are expected to do or not to do. And when we're super clear, then my employees don't wonder, should I do this? Should I not do this? Is this something that is, you know, on my to-do list? Is this what she's expecting of me? And even when it gets messy, even when things when it can be tense and you have questions about things and people don't want to ask because they don't want to, you know, ask something that could make them, look in a way that they are disrespectful, or a lot of people just don't love conflict. I don't even love conflict, but I've learned in this position, it is something that is so needed, and we can do it in a very healthy way. And so clear is kind has been something that we've been trying to do because we don't want any gossip. We don't want any resentment. We want none of that. We want to have a culture of kindness and of loving one another. And so that means we have to be very clear. And if we accidentally hurt one another's feelings or we say something off the cuff that we didn't mean to, We just are very clear about it. And if someone gets their feelings hurt, they will go to that person and say, hey, I don't know that you meant to say this because I assume the best in you. That's another thing that we talk about. I assume the best. But at the same time, I just wanted to let you know this. I just wanted to hear your heart on this and see what you really meant. And I'm telling you, some of those conversations have been the best. But I think we can use that in our family as well. Clear is kind. Helping our kids know expectations in the home, on the phone, on TV, whatever it is that you're dealing with, that you have clear expectations and clear boundaries. And when your kids, you know, butt up against those, that we're very clear in our discipline with them, and at the same time, our empathy and our love and what they need. What I'm learning in our family is that we talk about a lot of stuff. And when my kiddos need to get something out, I want them to get those emotions out in my house, even if that means that they will be hard or it's going to be hard to go through. I want them to understand and to learn how to do that now in my home so that when they get older, that they are able to communicate with people in a very clear and kind way. So first one, clear is kind. Hey everyone, it's hard to believe, but fall will be here before we know it. As you start to think about back to school, I want to encourage you to think about how you can be praying for your kids this year. We are parenting in a world that feels unsteady and confusing. Our kids face issues that we never even thought we would face when we were growing up. And so I want to tell you about the Christian Parenting 2023-24 Prayer Journal. It's now available. It's Marked by Prayer is a prayer journal from Christian Parenting that was created just for you. This journal will guide you in praying for your kids every week of the school year. Each week presents a new topic to journal and pray about. Topics include generosity, self-discipline, salvation, godly friendships, and more. So join us as we pray that our kids would be marked by God. Visit cpgive.org to request your school year prayer journal, Marked by Prayer. Again, that's cpgive.org. Request your copy of Marked by Prayer today. Another one is listen and then act. So I have an employee who wrote a note to me when I came in. I had a sticky note on my desk and it says, Christy listens and she acts. And that was so powerful to me because I don't sometimes feel like I'm a great listener. I really have to work at it because in my mind, I'm already fixing the problem before they get done talking. And sometimes what I've learned with my employees is they don't even need me to fix the problem. Sometimes the acting part, when it says Christy listens and acts, sometimes that's just actually actively listening. That's not fixing it for them. They might just want to vent. They might just want to tell me what's going on. And sometimes we work it through with them just talking it out. And I'm learning sometimes I'm just a sounding board, that I don't need to fix everything. And there's sometimes that I do. There's some time where my job requires me to put out some fires or to call a boss or an executive director and talk to them in a more direct way that maybe my employees needed me to do to get something to happen. And that I love to do. And so I think this works with our kiddos too, because I think the first thing they want us to do before we try to fix anything is just listen. And this is super hard with our kids because we most of the time know the answer because we've been kids before. We know that there are dramas and sometimes there are things that they're going through. We want to say, hey, this is not a big deal. You'll be over it next week, I promise. But that would just crush their little souls. And so instead, we actively listen. I had a little girl, my little girl, come to me the other day and she told me of a time that day that she felt really left out and she just cried. And you know, I think it was just honestly like a 30-minute thing. And I said, well, did it get better during the day? And she's like, oh, yeah, I was fine at the end of the day. I'm like, great. But during that time that she's telling me that, instead of me saying, oh, it's no big deal, which it wasn't that big of a deal, to her it was. And so for me to just say, hey, you know what? I am so sorry you felt like that. That is such a bummer. I felt like that too. And that is just, ugh. That is such an icky thing, and I'm so sorry you felt like that. And we didn't even really talk about fixing it because she kind of got over it herself and kind of worked through it herself, but she just needed her mom to listen. She didn't even need me to act. The part that she needed me to do was just listen and really actively listen to her. And the third thing I would say that I am learning in leadership is to always start with service, meaning always go into a conversation. And for me, whether it be a big donor or we work a lot with law enforcement, to always go in with a servant's heart. I am coming in to help serve you. I'm coming in to be the best partner for your organization or for your whatever it is that I'm working with. That's what I want to be. I want to be your best partner. And so in order to do that, how can I make it easier for you? How can I serve you? Where it's not all about me getting something from you. It's me truly serving you and helping you in your role. And I think that is something that can translate in our family, whether it be our spouse. One thing I'm learning with my spouse is we've been married for 20 years and we're kind of relearning each other again. You know, I think as you get older, you change and you can start to drift away and you have less things in common than maybe you did at the beginning. And so for me, I'm really trying to be the best partner for my spouse by learning who he is and what he needs and how to be the best partner with him. And in turn, that makes him want to be the best partner to me. And the thing that happens out of that is that we get to be parents together in one mind and one heart when we are parenting our kids. And that's a really great place to be. I think coming in with my kids and my husband with a servant's heart, instead of thinking, what can they do for me? What do I need? Why didn't they do that? I think sometimes that's where my mind goes first is, well, why didn't they do this? They're asking me to do all of these things. Hello, I just did all these things for them and they're asking me more. They didn't even clean the dishes. I just got home from work and there's stuff everywhere and they've been home for 10 hours. I mean, that's very easily what can go through my mind. But instead, I have to really, really be intentional to come at it with a servant's heart. So I hope these helped you. It's just been something that has been on my mind and the three practices I've been really trying to really be intentional with in our organization and leading our team. But it's something I also think I can be real intentional with in my family life. So let me just go over those three things again. The first one is clear is kind. Be clear in what you say, in your intentions, in your expectations, and your boundaries. And then if there's anything, resentment or whatever, that maybe comes up in your heart, make sure that you talk about it. Make sure you talk about those hard, messy things. The second thing is listen and then act, but listen first. And sometimes when you listen really hard, really all you need to do is actively listen. But there's some times where you will need to act. So that is the second thing, listen and act. And the third thing is be the best partner by coming in with a heart of service first. I hope these three things help you and you just think about it a little more and think maybe one thing this week that you're going to try to practice and see how it makes a difference in your family, or maybe in your friendships, or if you're leading a team, or you're in charge of an organization, or whatever that you do, try it. I'd love to hear. You can always go to info@bestrongstory.com on Instagram. Let us know. And we'd love it if you left a review. You can do that on wherever you like to listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it and helps us get new listeners. Thanks so much. Please share this with your friends if you think this was helpful. And thank you so much for being love and doing good in your family and in your community. I can't wait to see you next week. Have a great week.